Well, survivors of child sexual abuse have criticised lengthy delays in the federal government's national redress scheme, as new figures show just how far the program is falling behind. Elderly child sexual abuse survivors and their families are dismayed that delays mean they might die before seeing a single cent. This report is by Jamie Travers, and it does not include the surnames of abuse survivors and their family members to protect their privacy.
For Belinda's dad, Ken, time is running out.
It's getting to a point of desperation. I'm scared that with Dad turning 86, he may not be here for much longer.
In June last year, with Belinda's help, Ken, who's now suffering Alzheimer's, filled out an application for redress. But close to 18 months later, they still haven't heard back, and he's not an isolated case. Jenny's 80-year-old mum, Jeanette, is also a survivor of child sexual abuse.
She was put into an orphanage when she was 6 years old. It was quite horrific. And she did go to a couple of foster homes where she was molested and abused.
Jeanette began to apply for redress when the scheme began in 2018. But revisiting the trauma was too much at the time. In the middle of last year, she was convinced to finish her application. And like Ken, more than 1 year on, hasn't heard anything from the department.
That's why Mum said, I'm not going to benefit from this because I'm going to be dead before anything happens.
The redress payments of up to $150,000 are awarded to survivors of abuse in institutions and paid by those institutions involved and administered by the federal government. For Ken, a redress payment would allow him to renovate and add a room onto Belinda's house so that he and his wife could move in.
Dad's biggest fear is ending up in what he calls an old people's home. Because he had so many years in an orphanage and being a ward of the state, he's really frightened of doing that again because for him, he feels that, oh no, I'm going to go back through all that trauma again at his last part of life.
Sadly, Jeanette and Ken's cases aren't isolated. According to the Department of Social Services' own figures, in the first 6 months of 2020, the department aimed to communicate a decision on redress applications to more than 80% of applicants, but only managed to hit 22%. In the second half of the year, it once again significantly missed the mark, with only 27% of redress decisions communicated to applicants.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. It's been very, very slow right from the outset.
Frank Golding is from the Care Leavers of Australia network, which advocates for survivors who grew up in orphanages and children's homes.
I can think of one man who's applied in September of 2018 and he was told only in September of this year that he was unsuccessful.
And those delays are causing some to drop out of the redress scheme altogether.
And we know a number of people who started the process and then as they get into understanding what's involved, they just simply say it's not worth it. And at the end of the day, I don't want to be re-traumatised again.
Sharon Clayton is a Labor MP and Deputy Chair of the Joint Select Committee on the implementation of the National Redress Scheme.
The process has been not at all timely. It has been traumatic and re-traumatising for many survivors. And the government has been told again and again and again that the redress scheme is not doing as it was intended to do.
In a statement, the Minister for Social Services, Anne Rustin, points to recent funding aimed at improving processing times, but agrees that the situation isn't good enough.
The government understands that survivors have waited too long to get access to the redress that they absolutely deserve and is committed to continually decreasing application processing times.
The statement goes on to say,
unfortunately, since setting up the scheme, we have found a much higher than expected complexity within the applications.
Decisions on whether or not applicants receive redress payments are made by an independent decision maker, otherwise known as an IDM, who's an anonymous assessor from the department. And once an application is lodged, there's no way to check the status of your case, with applicants left in the dark until a decision is made.
More than talking about delays, we also need to talk about transparency. It's important for claimants who have put in their claims to be able to find out how far along their claims are, how much longer they need to wait.
Juliet Davis is a research fellow at Griffith University. Her research focuses on redress developments for institutional abuse. She says that greater transparency within the National Redress Scheme more broadly would help improve the situation.
if we're not actually told some of the reasons for these delays, it's really hard to come up with solutions.
Juliet Davis from Griffith University, Jamie Travers, our reporter. And if you need help with these issues, the Care Leavers Australasia Network is available on 1800 008 774. Another service is Blue Knot Helpline and Redress Support Service on 1300 657 380.